I'm a student at the College of Health and Wellbeing, and then I'm just having a visit to my family, and then I'm going. With this situation, when we were coming, we didn't know that actually the work has not started. But we realized that where we got at Bupe, where the bridge had been blocked, and the passengers, we cannot pass. Then we have to take at least a motor king or motorcycle to cross to the bridge out of Bupe, where we not take a car again from car to Yapi. Then, and that's where another place that's blocked. That place, the distance is far from where we are supposed to cross.
Okay.
Then another motorcycle that we have to take and then cross and not take. From there, we'll not pick a car at the back of the Yapi, then to Tamale, where we cannot go to a various destination. Then I've seen that there is a challenge because the work has not even started. Then you can imagine how this bridge has been blocked, where passengers have no money and other things. And then people have taken this opportunity to make a lot of transportation costly, and then we cannot afford. So the government have to do actually well to come in to the aid to make the bridge complete in time, so that we'll be able to take the transportation easy for us.
In fact, it's not easy. In fact, even borders as is, you know, when you said you blocked the bridge and you say you are going to work on it, up to date, look, from Bupe, that we can even see that they have started even doing something small. But Yapi here, nothing is there. You can even see yourself, passengers are stranded here. They can't do anything, and work has not started. We even
I'm just standing. They are hooking me up and down, asking me to come, and then they will send me across. Right now, I don't even know how they are crossing me. Whether they will also get to another junction and then leave me there and I'll pick another thing or not, I don't know. So it's very hurting, because right now, even the money that I was having, I didn't know that is the way it is. So maybe I might not even get money to continue to my place, because what I was holding, I've seen that there's difference in the lorry fare, and this motorbike too is collecting another 5 cedis. Meanwhile, the Tamale, they collected me 8 cedis. Meanwhile, they haven't sent me to the Bupe that I was going. You understand? Now, 8 cedis here, 5 cedis. Then when I cross, I'll pay another amount of money. So actually, it's very hard. At least if they have people to come and be here and then control the way they are extorting the money from the passengers, I think it will help.
That is going to last for about 4 weeks and nothing has started. Look, even they should have even go as far as Techima or Kintampo and block the heavy duty trucks. They allow them to walk, to come from Techima through Kintampo to Bupe, and they block them there. So there are about over 1,000 vehicles there stuck. They can't come. If they had gone there to block them, they wouldn't have come. They can pass through Bwale, through to the northern region. So that is a helper for us. That in government has to look to it. If not, it's not going to be easy. When we were coming, even if not negotiation, you pay from Yape, from our school. I'm a student of College of Health. From our school to here, if you are, you pay more than 30 cedis. You pay, but we used to pay 20 cedis from our school to Tamale. So you can see the challenges. So the government, they have to work fast. If not, we'll face a lot of challenges on the road. So government has to do something for us.
It's terrible. I'm from Accra. I left for Kumasi on Friday. Thursday night, between Kumasi, Tamale and Yapi here, they took me 50 Ghana. When we got it, they said they were going to pass through Salaga or Domango. I don't know whether it was intentional or not. I picked the car around the STC, in front of STC. Before I realized they were on this route, I asked, they said they were passing Bole, whether they were aware or not. We got here, I left Tamale 10 p.m. In between Tamale and here, it was daybreak. We just got here 5 o'clock. So I had to get down, took a motorbike 5 cities across, and pick a car, a urban bus from there to Wipe, six cities. From Wipe to Kumasi, 30 Ghana. Then I did some work in Kumasi and I went to Accra. Today, I had to pick to Techima, from Techima to Wipe, Wipe to Yape. And today they've increased the money, the fare, to seven cities. I was supposed to be in office. My brother, it's not easy. I don't know when. The way I look at it, I don't know when this gate will open. I don't know why they have waited until this time. I think if they had done it earlier, than better. This time we are getting the peak season. People are moving up and down. So they are moving, and all of a sudden they said they've started almost a week of a closure. No work is being done. I haven't seen any contractor on the road, and I don't know when. I even asked people around Bupe, where is the contractor? They said they don't know. So when actually are they going to start? We don't know. So if they had even started, we would have had the hope that maybe in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month. But they have not moved the site. So it's terrible. We wonder how we are going to commute for the Christmas and other things. It's terrible.
Well, actually, this is the first experience I've had. But it's not very pleasant, and for us passengers it's actually inconvenience, and the transport owners who are taking advantage over us, because I'm coming from Mole, I had to pay even more than the normal fare you pay to Tamale. But we just got to Fufuso, they decided to alight all of them, and then the driver and our conductors all vacated the bus and then left us to our own fate. They didn't tell us anything. So we are now deciding to come this way. We even were told that they have another bus this way. When we come, we might have it. We might get it to join. But I don't think that bus is here. So we are still keeping our tickets. But I don't think that bus is here. So I just have to find another.
So you mean means. You pick a motorbike from?
Yes, from Fufuso. I just pick the motorbike.
How much do you pay?
Oh, they charge 10 cedis. The charge 10 cedis, but I was able to bargain, and then he decided to pick me. I think from what I heard, I understand that the bridge is not very good. It's not good for road users. But I think that, well, from the explanation, it's okay. But we, those who are using the routes, we are really suffering. If they could speed up the work on it, it will help.